Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Before we do our closing remarks, I think let's talk about these young wideouts really quick because all of them had huge days from Jaden Reed's over 100-yard day. I know we touched on his big play, but I think he made big plays all afternoon to Bo Melton and his five catches for 62 yards. Unfortunately, the touchdown didn't count, although between you and me, if the DJ Moore bounce off the turf counted, I don't know how Bo Melton's touchdown didn't count, but sue me, I'm not a ref. To Dontavian Wicks having 6 yards for 61 and two TDs. I love this core. We have talked ad nauseum about how this team doesn't need a one and how they spread the wealth. And again, once again, I think it shows up in another game how well that works for this offense. They have a plethora of riches all of a sudden at the wide receiver position, insane depth, all different kinds of receivers. I do want to gush just really quick about Dontavian Wicks. I did, if you watch the post-game live I did with Andy Herman, this is going to be redundant for you, so I apologize, but I'm just so impressed by a rookie fifth-round pick. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, it's one thing if you're a first or a second rounder and you kind of expect to be, you know, a polished receiver coming into the league at this point with the way the college is, but you're a fifth round pick, man, and you have that level of separation and those tricks coming off the line. I mean, he's leaps and bounds ahead of, I think, what you would expect him, where you would expect him to be. And Goot smashed this draft out of the park between him and Reed and Luke and Tucker. The core is there, at least for the next 3 to 4 years. The core is there, and it's really exciting. And they showed out, and it's going to be really cool to see how they do against one of the best defenses in the league. Going to be a huge test coming up, but really awesome. Really awesome from the young guys.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's just, like, it's such a case study. Like, I hope there's, like, a 30 for 30 on Brian Gutekunst someday because, you know, we're talking about the buzzword evaluating Jordan Love, and he's like, you know what, if I'm going to evaluate this young guy, I better give him just a shitload of talent. He goes and gets two tight ends that are incredibly dynamic. He invests a second-round pick, which the Packers historically are very good at finding receivers. And he's like, well, let's round this thing out. Let's grab one in the fifth and the seventh, like, obviously, we haven't seen DeBose a ton yet, but yeah, just I think what's so interesting about this receiving core is guys like Bo Melton, Malik Heath, probably wide receiver 5, wide receiver 6 on any roster, and probably don't even get these kinds of opportunities in most circumstances. Going into the game, Christian Watson, arguably your wide receiver 1, at least going into the season, unable to go. Matt LaFleur had called that a little bit of trickery, which I thought was funny, saying it seemed like Watson wasn't going to be able to play, but he wanted to, you know, have a little advantage against the Bears. But you lose your if let's say then, you know, without Watson, Romeo Doubs is your one first series of the game and you lose him to the chest injury, then you have a bunch of rookies who, yes, they have a season's worth of experience, but you're without your two quote unquote vets as second year players in that locker room. And the fact that Reed and Melton and Wicks and all these guys came up in big moments just shows you what they're capable of. And I know we'll talk about this quite a bit, especially leading up to the draft, but it's really hard for me to think that this is a team that would even need a quote unquote wide receiver one. And we said a couple weeks ago that we think the Packers might already have one and we think they'll hit 1,000 yards next season. But yeah, I don't know how you could look at that room and think that they're somehow lacking weapons.
Oh, they're not. They're for sure not. If anything, when they're all healthy, good luck to Matt figuring out how to use all of them.
Too many cooks.
Yeah, too many. Not just so many. Not too many, just so many. Closing remarks. I want to throw out there that I think Brian Gutekunst needs to be exec of the year. I think the case is clear in terms of what he did bridging the last regime to the new regime with 10. The contributions he got from the rookie class this season was outstanding. I don't know if there's, like, he took so much hate for years, and he waited patiently and patiently to show everyone that Jordan Love was it. Kind of this is his Ted Thompson moment. So I'm throwing his name in the ring. I'm sure it's already there, but I'm so impressed with the way this team just like rallied and bounced back from a few roller coaster moments. Like, this was not smooth sailing. This was not a linear, just get better over the course of the season. They were 2-5 and then had two really big wins and then hit a wall and then came back and rallied for the end of the season to make the playoffs. And they have a grit and a determination that we have not necessarily seen in Packers teams of the past. And it's refreshing and exciting. And I really, really enjoyed this regular season in a way I haven't enjoyed one for quite some time.
Yeah, I think, you know, people thought that we were absolutely insane to say that we were excited for this season, because when you're spoiled with a Hall of Fame quarterback for as long as the Packers and Packers fans have been, thinking about potentially giving that up is supposed to be scary. And you're used to the postseason every season. And you have these expectations, and, you know, even the Packers themselves say, like, green and gold means winning. There's a culture here. You win football games, you go to the playoffs, you make Super Bowl runs. Like, that is what we do in Titletown. So to not know going into the season what that was going to look like, nobody knew if Jordan Love was going to be the guy. You know, there was Rashawn Gary. A lot of guys from the jump knew it in the locker room, but for everybody outside of 1265, we weren't sure. And there was a newness to it, and it kind of felt like an adventure. But again, a lot of fan bases, a lot of talking heads. Everybody thought that Packers fans that were excited about the season were crazy, because why would you possibly be excited to not have a Hall of Fame quarterback anymore? And this is, of course, not to say that Jordan Love is a Hall of Famer, but to go and see this young offense that we've kind of said all season, right? Like, they don't know any better. Like, they don't necessarily know winning to this caliber, but they also don't know losing to this kind of caliber. And we said going into the playoffs, like, it's house money. The playoffs are the cherry on the cake. I don't think it is. Like, I think they're at a point where getting to the playoffs, obviously, yes, was the icing on a season that was meant for evaluation. But, like, this team can do some things. And we've seen them do it. And I think that's why this season has been so unexpectedly fun and enjoyable, because there wasn't necessarily pressure. And we had said, yes, that we thought they were going to go 10-7. You know, we still had the expectations as fans, but it was just refreshing to see such contributions from really young players, because what's fun about that is you think about what next season is going to look like in a couple seasons from now, when the team continues to grow together with all of these really impressive pieces that, you know, quote unquote, we're playing with house money this year. So really, really excited to see what they do against Dallas next Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.